Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Nisim Ezekiel. Now Nisim Ezekiel was an Indian poet and he was of Jewish ancestry. And Nisim Ezekiel is particularly important when you are reading post-independence Indian English writers of verse. Okay? Now the dates of Nisim Ezekiel are from 1924 to 2004. Okay? And he was born in Maharashtra. And as I said, he belonged to the Jewish community. But let me tell you that there is a very small population of Jewish people who still live in India. Okay? At the time of independence, there were some people, but now there are fewer people than earlier. Okay? Most of them have moved to Israel. Okay? Because Israel is considered as a Jewish homeland. Okay? But yes, Nisim Ezekiel was one such person of Jewish origin who stayed back in India. He didn't leave India. Now, before moving on to his works, let me point out that Nisim Ezekiel is a Sahitya Academy awardee. Okay? And he was also awarded the Padma Shri by Government of India. And he was awarded Sahitya Academy Award for his collection of poetry called Latter Day Psalms. ठीक है, लेटर डे साल्म्स. साल्म्स की स्पेलिंग क्या होती है? PSALMS, साल्म्स. एंड व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ साल्म्स? सी, साल्म्स रिफर्स टू स्क्रिप्चरल लिटरेचर और रिलीजियस लिटरेचर, एंड इन पर्टिकुलर इट रिफर्स टू द सेक्शन ऑफ द ओल्ड टेस्टामेंट विच कंटेन्स सॉन्ग्स, सैक्रेड सॉन्ग्स और सैक्रेड पोएम्स दैट आर मेंट टू बी संग. ठीक है, उसे कहते हैं साल्म्स. एंड अ फेमस क्रिटिक सेज about Nisim Ezekiel that a major shaping factor in Ezekiel's poetry is that he belongs to a Beni Israel family which migrated to India generations ago. Okay? So this has been a factor that has shaped his poetry a lot. Okay? So keep this in mind. And the famous poem of Nisim Ezekiel, The Night of the Scorpion, okay? That is the poem that is prescribed in almost every university. Almost everybody who has read literature at school level or even basic university level probably knows this. Okay? So that poem is that important, The Night of the Scorpion. Now, I'll talk about that poem in a minute. Okay? And furthermore, this critic says that the fact that he belongs to a Beni Israel family is one of the reasons why in some ways he's alienated from the core of Indian ethos. Okay? Because let's put it this way, that though India is a composite culture, that is true. But let's say it is the Hindu tradition that has been the most ancient one. Okay, let's put it this way. Without trying to be biased against any religion, without trying to belittle the contribution of other religions, but broadly speaking, we can say that the Hindu tradition that has been ongoing in India has been the most ancient one. And also considering the fact that most people are Hindu, so we can say that, you know, the ethos of India, which may be composite, theek hai, main ye nahi keh raha hu ki it only belongs to Hindu or Hindu culture, but the fact that Hinduism has been for a very, very long time in India, it has a major influence in shaping the Indian ethos. Theek hai? And keeping in mind that Nisim Ezekiel is aware of the fact that he doesn't belong to this tradition or the traditions that are there in India which are practiced by most people. Okay? Therefore, there is a kind of alienation. Okay? Alienation from the core of the Indian ethos. Okay? And this critic says that Ezekiel is acutely aware of this alienation, which has actually increased by the fact that he spent most of his life in highly westernized cultures in cosmopolitan Bombay. Okay? And the theme of alienation is the central to Ezekiel's work and colors his entire poetic universe. Okay? This is what this critic says. Now, let me again emphasize that I'm not trying to be biased against any religion, or I'm not trying to say that those people who may not be from the Hindu tradition or who may not believe in any religion are somehow not connected with Indian culture. That is not the point. The point is to emphasize this fact that as per this critic, Nisim Ezekiel belongs to a certain tradition, which is not the tradition that has been there in India. There is a sense of alienation, okay? Sense of alienation that is also evident in his poetry, okay? So that is the only point I want to make. And along with this, the poetry of Nisim Ezekiel deals with themes of language and its powers and limitations, as well as the craft of writing, religious skepticism, okay? Memory, and overwhelmingly, what it means to be Indian, okay? Now, these are just the general characteristics which you will find in the poetry of Nisim Ezekiel. Now, after that, the important works by Nisim Ezekiel. Now, first of all, I'll discuss some poems. The most important is, and the most famous is, नाइट ऑफ द स्कॉर्पियन, ठीक है, जो शायद आप लोगों ने पढ़ रखा होगा, परहैप्स मेनी मेनी पीपल हैव रेड दिस, ठीक है. सो व्हाट इज दिस पोएम अबाउट? इन दिस पोएम द स्पीकर नरेट्स द इंसिडेंट ऑफ हिज मदर बींग स्टंग बाय अ स्कॉर्पियन, ठीक है. तो ड्यूरिंग हिज चाइल्डहुड द स्पीकर्स मदर वॉज बिटन बाय अ स्कॉर्पियन. सो दिस इज वॉट द नरेशन इज अबाउट. आफ्टरवर्ड्स द रिएक्शंस ऑफ हिज फादर, देन द विलेजर्स एंड हिमसेल्फ, ठीक है, वाइल ट्रीटमेंट ऑफ हिज मदर वॉज ऑनगोइंग, ठीक है. सो द स्पीकर नरेट्स ऑल ऑफ द इंसिडेंट्स एज वेल एज द रिएक्शंस ऑफ वेरियस पीपल ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम, ठीक है. सो ये पोएम जो है उसी चीज के बारे में है. एंड द पोएम यूजेज अ रियलिस्टिक एंड आयरोनिक टोन टू कंट्रास्ट द रैशनैलिटी ऑफ हिज फादर विद द सुपरस्टिशन ऑफ द विलेजर्स, ठीक है. नाउ आफ्टर दैट देयर इज अनदर फेमस पोएम बाय निस्सिम एज़िकल कॉल्ड द प्रोफेसर, ठीक है, द प्रोफेसर, विच वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1969. दिस पोएम सैटराइजेज द स्पीच ऑफ एन इंडियन प्रोफेसर हु मीट्स हिज फॉर्मर स्टूडेंट, ठीक है. एंड द पोएम यूजेज इंडियन इंग्लिश टू मॉक द प्रोफेसर्स पॉम्पसनेस एंड प्रिटेंशियसनेस, ठीक है, टू मॉक द प्रोफेसर्स पॉम्पसनेस. उसके बाद एक और पोएम है टाइटल्ड एंटरप्राइज, ठीक है, एंटरप्राइज. दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1960. दिस पोएम डिस्क्राइब्स द जर्नी ऑफ अ ग्रुप ऑफ पिलग्रिम्स हु फेस वेरियस ऑब्स्टिकल्स एंड चैलेंजेस अलॉन्ग द वे, ठीक है. सो इट्स जस्ट अ ग्रुप ऑफ पिलग्रिम्स हु आर गोइंग एंड वट एवर चैलेंजेस दे फेस एंड वट एवर ऑब्स्टिकल्स दे आर फेसिंग, दिस इज वॉट दिस पोएम इज ट्राइंग टू डिस्क्राइब, ठीक है. एंड द पोएम यूजेज एलेगरी एंड सिम्बलिज्म टू कॉमेंट ऑन द ह्यूमन कंडीशन एंड द क्वेस्ट फॉर मीनिंग. सो ये तीन पोएम आप याद रखना, नाम नाइट ऑफ द स्कॉर्पियन, द प्रोफेसर एंड एंटरप्राइज, ठीक है. नाउ देयर इज अनदर फेमस पोएम बाय निस्सिम एज़िकल एंड दिस पोएम इज कंसिडर्ड अ सुप्रीम एंटीडोट टू जिंगोइज्म, ठीक है. इट्स टाइटल द पेट्रियट, ठीक है, द पेट्रियट. नाउ लेट मी रीड आउट दिस पोएम बिकॉज दिस पोएम इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, ठीक है. व्हाट दे डू इन द एग्जाम इज दे कैन कोट फ्यू लाइन्स एंड दे कैन आस्क यू हु हैज रिटन दीज लाइन्स और फ्रॉम विच पोएम आर दीज लाइन्स फ्रॉम, ठीक है. तो ये लाइन्स आपको पता होनी चाहिए. दिस इज अ सिंपल पोएम, सो लेट मी कोट दिस पोएम. कोट, आई एम स्टैंडिंग फॉर पीस एंड नॉन वायलेंस. Why world is fighting fighting? Why all people of world are not following Mahatma Gandhi? I am simply not understanding. Ancient Indian wisdom is 100% correct. I should say even 200% correct. But modern generation is neglecting. Too much going for fashion and foreign thing. Other day I am reading newspaper. Every day I read newspaper, Times of India, to improve my English language. How one gunda fellow threw stone at Indira Bain. Must be student undressed fellow, I am thinking. Friends, Romans, countrymen, I am saying to myself, lend me the years. Everything is coming. Regeneration, remuneration, contraception. Be patiently. Brothers and sisters, you want one glass of lassi? Very good for digestion. With little salt, lovely drink. Better than wine. Not that I am ever tasting the wine. I am the total teetotaller. Completely total. But I say wine is for the drunkards only. What you think of prospects of world peace? Pakistan behaving like this? China behaving like that, it is making me really sad. I am telling you, really, most harassing me. All men are brothers. No, in India also, Gujaratis, Maharashtrians, Hindiwalas, all brothers. Though some are having funny habits, still you tolerate me. I tolerate you. One day Ram Rajya is surely coming. You are going, but you will visit again. Anytime, any day. I am not believing in ceremony. Always I am enjoying your company. Unquote. So this is a very hilarious type of poem, but it mentions some important points. Hana? It is written in Indian English, especially the English that children speak, or let's say a layman would speak. This is the English that Nissim Ezekiel uses to capture the sentiments of the general populace. Just using the English which was spoken by many English speakers during that time. Okay? Now, after that, let me quote few lines from another poem, which is from his volume of poetry called Poster Poems. Okay, Poster Poems, which came out in 1973. Now, this provides deeper insight into his layered identity, okay, into his sense of layered identity. Quote, I have never been a refugee except of the spirit, a loved and troubled country, which is my home and enemy. Unquote. Now, let me repeat that. I have never been a refugee except of the spirit, a loved and troubled country, which is my home and enemy. Unquote. Okay? So, using these lines and other lines from his poems, we can conclude that the issue of identity or the theme of identity and alienation are very much pervasive in the poetry of Nissim Ezekiel. Now, after that, you should know about the different volumes of poetry or different anthologies of poetry which Nisim Ezekiel has published. ठीक है, एक मैंने आपको बताया Latter Day Psalms. This was the work for which he was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award. उसके बाद एक और volume of poetry है called The Discovery of India. ठीक है, The Discovery of India. Now let me point out that The Discovery of India here is a volume of poetry. But Jawaharlal Nehru has also written a book called The Discovery of India. ठीक है, so दोनों को confuse मत करना. उसके बाद The Third, THIRD, The Third. ठीक है, नेक्स्ट वॉल्यूम ऑफ पोएट्री इज द अनफिनिश्ड मैन. ठीक है, द अनफिनिश्ड मैन. उसके बाद द एग्जैक्ट नेम. ठीक है, द एग्जैक्ट नेम. आफ्टर दैट हिम्स इन डार्कनेस. ठीक है, हिम्स इन डार्कनेस, HYMNS, हिम्स. सो दीज आर सम इम्पोर्टेंट वॉल्यूम्स ऑफ पोएट्री दैट वर पब्लिश्ड बाय निसिम एज़ेकल. एंड मेक श्योर दैट यू नो एंड यू रिमेंबर द नेम्स ऑफ दीज वॉल्यूम्स ऑफ पोएट्री. निसिम एज़ेकल इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट राइटर फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ कंटेम्प्रेरी इंडियन राइटर्स इन इंग्लिश. और उसके बाद एक और चीज मैं आपको बताता हूँ, निसिम एज़ेकल हैज ऑल्सो रिटन अ फेमस प्ले. ठीक है, द टाइटल इज थ्री प्लेज. यही टाइटल है. ठीक है, थ्री प्लेज. Now this is basically a comedy in three acts, and in this play Ezekiel revealed his frustration for people who go abroad for false reputation. ठीक है, false reputation मतलब दिखावे के लिए जो abroad जाते हैं या बाहर जाते हैं, इंडिया से बाहर जाते हैं दिखावे के लिए. ठीक है, and one of the characters in this play which is Raj, ठीक है, he expresses this in the lines, quote, you could go abroad and come back, they make better use of you when you go abroad and come back, at least they pay you better, you need not learn anything abroad, just go and come back, unquote. ठीक है, so of course nowadays a lot of people already travel to different parts of the world, लेकिन just imagine the times, the earlier times in which these poems were written. During those times traveling abroad or going abroad was a big thing. ठीक है, so these lines by this character in this play very well capture the fascination of people to go abroad. ठीक है, so this is what Nisim Ezekiel tries to capture in this play. ठीक है, three plays ये नाम है इसका. So from an exam point of view, just remember the important works written by Nisim Ezekiel, the important volumes of poetry that I discussed. ठीक है, as well as the individual poems that I talked about. ठीक है, be it the Patriot, Enterprise, Night of the Scorpion, The Professor, and also the play that Nisim Ezekiel has written, which is titled Three Plays. And also remember that Nisim Ezekiel is a award-winning writer. Government of India gave him Padma Shri, and he was also awarded the Sahitya Academy Award for his volume of poetry called Latter Day Psalms. Okay, Latter Day Psalms. Okay.